but only 150 men were aboard, all of whom had a need to store weapons, ammo, and other supplies inside the cabin. Kantar was in command of 96 fighters seated in the forward section of the jet. The Albarabira, barbarians, were in the back, where they were conversing in Russian and passing a bottle of vodka back and forth. They called themselves Spetsnaz, or Special Forces Troops, and were said to be part of the Russian military intelligence service called the GRU. But the only thing special about the kafirs, unbelievers, was how loud and obnoxious they were. Kantar felt the wheels leave the runway and waited to die. He didn't. The fear had always been there, starting as a little boy slinging rocks at Israeli soldiers, continuing as a member of Hamas, and later Hezbollah, which sent him to Iran for more training. Then there were missions, a dozen or so, all of which terrified him. Hiding the fear was the key, and Kantar had. And that made him the right man to lead a mission which, if Allah willed it, would force Egypt to join the Russian, Syrian, Iranian, Pakistani, Chinese axis, thereby denying Egypt to the so-called allies. Kantar would be a hero then, and a man with a future. Would he become Wada, head of the Hezbollah division? Anything was possible. Kantar managed to take a nap after that. He was dreaming about his brother's wife when his second-in-command, Amir Alawi, touched his arm.
Mustafa, look! A plane!
Kantar leaned forward to look past Alawi, and sure enough, lights were visible off the 727's starboard wing. A voice came over the intercom.
Don't be alarmed. Keep the window shades down. A pair of Israeli F-15s were sent to intercept us. We're talking to them. Everything is under control.
Kantar knew the pilots were supposed to tell the Israelis that the 727 was on a charter flight, taking a professional soccer team from Lebanon to Cairo, having been cleared by the understaffed Beirut Area Control Center. Would they buy it? Kantar felt the fear return. What if the Jews saw through the story? What if the F-15s shot them down? Then Jannah, paradise, awaits, Kantar reminded himself.
We're good to go, one of the pilots said, and cleared into Egypt.
Kantar felt a profound sense of relief.
See, he said, our plan is working.
Alawi nodded.
The Jews are stupid. We will kill all of them.
Kantar knew that neither one of those assertions were true, and he was about to warn Alawi about the dangers inherent in underestimating an enemy when he thought better of it. Why bother? Alawi might be dead soon. After freeing himself from the seatbelt, Kantar made his way forward to the cockpit. The door was unlocked. The pilots turned to look. Both men had parachutes stored behind their seats.
What's our ETA? Kantar inquired. We will enter controlled airspace in 36 minutes, the pilot replied.
Good,
Kantar replied.
We'll get ready.
Kantar returned to the main cabin where he saw that the Russians were putting their parachutes on. The narrow aisle made the process difficult, so it was necessary to take turns. Each man would get up, move to the aisle, and strap his chute on while Colonel Arseniy Gortov watched. He had the unwieldy title of Chief of the Directorate of Operations at Military Unit 64722, an organization which was described online as mysterious and of unknown purpose. Although Kantar felt pretty sure that he was looking at Unit 64722 and knew exactly what its purpose was. Much to Kantar's embarrassment, his troops were chatting, sleeping, and eating snacks. Kantar grabbed the mic normally reserved for flight attendants and thumbed it on. His voice boomed throughout the cabin.
Put everything away! Those occupying aisle seats will retrieve the parachutes from the overhead bins and hand them out. After putting their gear on, they will rotate to a window seat. Mulazim, Lieutenant Alawi, will check each fastener on each man.
That was news to Alawi, who hurried to comply. And a good thing, too, because the process took every bit of 30 hectic minutes. At one point, Kantar's eyes came into contact with Gortov's. The Russian smiled. There was no humor in it, just contempt. That made Kantar angry. But anger, like fear, could be concealed. And Kantar did so.
Take your positions, the pilot ordered brusquely. We're about to enter restricted airspace. The back ramp is going down.
Kantar knew the pilot was referring to the so-called air stair that opened from the airliner's rear underbelly and allowed passengers to deplane quickly. The original air stair